Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon and happy Thanksgiving Eve here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you in a gobble-gobble kind of mood already?
Oh, are you kidding me, man? I have been cooking all night, meeting friends for beverages like we're back at high school, family photos, cider donuts, you name it, we are all about it. This is my favorite holiday.
Not Mike Vrabels. He told the media earlier today, and I'm in total lockstep with, that's my head coach. Christmas 1, 4th of July 2, and then a big break to whatever's 3. He includes Halloween, St. Patrick's Day, Thanksgiving in that next tier. But I'm with the big guy at the podium down at Gillette today. It's Christmas and 4th of July and everything else just sort of in the wake behind it. But I do love Thanksgiving. I do think it's funny, and we'll get to the poll a bit later. I did a not-so-serious Thanksgiving-related poll today about what the best parts of Thanksgiving are, and I'm sort of enjoying where family falls on the voting as the votes are tallied.
If you gave
early.
Four choices, it should definitely finish fifth.
It's not that low, but it's, you know, when you're supposed to be grateful and thankful and spend it with family and appreciate life, there's, I don't know, in this political polarizing era, I guess, a little bit different time. But we are opening up here. You heard Tom Curran from yesterday on the Jones and Keefe show saying he would not be surprised if there was a 3-game losing streak for your New England Patriots, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Just want to set the table. Tell me if I get any of this wrong as I sort of set the table for this conversation. Patriots are 10-2. So they don't have three
Hands
losses
on the wheel, 10-2
on the season. The Patriots have not lost 2 games in a row all season. Never mind 3 games in a row all season. Correct? That is
facts only checking in thus far.
And they've won 9 games in a row.
Consecutive victories.
And they have, yes, 5 games to go. And yes, a couple of those games in there were circled as the most challenging of the latter part of the season schedule. But you have 2 games at home before you go on the road with the Ravens. So it's New York Giants Monday Night Football. It's Buffalo Bills after the bye. You have a bye week of preparation, a bye week to either rest or rust, depending on Stiz and Ted and how they feel about having a little time off. And then you face the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. So Nick Fitzy Stevens, is it plausible, possible, maybe even likely, that the New England Patriots, who now have a rash of injuries, update, Will Campbell will be on IR as of 4 o'clock, according to Mike Vrabel, so he's guaranteed to miss 4 games. Mike Vrabel also let us know that Vedarian Lowe will get the first shot at that left tackle spot. You can
what
plug
about,
him in.
What about Cleveland McSinerson?
Thurman Munson or whatever the heck Thurman, his name was? Nope, it's going to be
Ted Danson.
It's going to be Vedarian Lowe get the first shot at Will Campbell's left tackle job. So those, you can kind of pair that information as needed. And Vrabel not taking the change at defensive coordinator all that seriously for the Giants because he said, quote, if they can change their whole defense in a week, well, then they're better than us. So those are sort of the news updates out of Gillette Stadium. But Nick Fitzy Stevens, Tom Curran said he wouldn't be shocked if there was a three-game losing streak here. Would you be?
I would be shocked if they lost three. Would I be shocked if they lose two out of three? No. Would I be shocked if they lose three straight games that includes a bye, giving what has been one of the best coaching staffs in the NFL 2025 a chance to adjust, rest, and recalibrate, and yet still unable to fend off two of the better teams in the AFC, plus a 2-10 wounded dog at home in Drake May's first Monday Night Football? That would be a shocker. But if the Pats were to struggle and even drop the game this coming Monday night, I have gone from weeks away, oh, that's fine, they'll be like chest-thumpingly confident, to, you know what, I think this one's going to be a dogfight, you guys.
So I would love to pounce on Tom Curran here and say, oh, he's being crazy talk, typical negative media, Curran.
Yeah, grab your J.J. McCarthy pajamas while you're at it.
Clickbait, whatever you want to call it. I don't think I'd be stunned if they lost, because two of them are losable games. Can we say that? The Bills and the Ravens are just flat-out losable football games, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we can also just slap on our cliche hat and be like, every given Sunday is a chance to win or lose.
I don't even care about that. I mean, you're facing the previous two MVPs in those games.
Yeah, they're pretty good football teams.
You're facing elite running backs in those games at the point in the season where your defense against the run suddenly looks a little Swiss cheesy because Milton Williams is on IR. So, like, there's very simple. I mean, you're talking about what a lot of people thought. Didn't they play in the season opener? And a lot of people thought it was a potential preview of an AFC title game. You're talking about that.
A lot of us shared a sentiment that, like, if you want to just go ahead and fast forward through the season and give us a rematch of this, we'll take it.
So these are losable games that are, even if you're playing well, even if you're good, whatever you want to call what the Patriots are right now, these are losable football games. So really all we're talking about for a potential three-game losing streak is the Giants game. And how you feel about the Giants game next Monday night against Jackson Dart, question mark?
It is more than likely, according to our guy Sean Morash from our sister station. Yep, M-O-R-A-S-H.
Where can Morash. I get some Morash around here?
Yes, Sean Connery is checking in, everyone. I talked to him earlier today on the Six Rings pod. He is the veritable Dan Ball, if you will, of their afternoon program.
Is that a compliment?
It is. He's a host and producer who knows his stuff.
That really could go 50-50, if we're being honest.
Yeah. I wanted to leave that. That was a talk amongst yourselves type of thing. Yeah, it looks like Jackson Dart is going to play on Monday night. In fact, he was trending toward playing in the previous Sunday's game against the Lions, and then at the last minute they decided to on the side of caution. Well, now I think you're going to get him, and we could very well have a showcase of two of the bright young QB stars of the future on Monday Night Football. They're super confident, and they also think their interim defensive coordinator is going to stop underutilizing their better players and just basically tell their defensive ends, hey, their tackles are old and not good, so pin your ears back and go get them.
But Darian Lowe's like, hey, I'm not old. I'm not old.
Oh, I'm the not good one. Okay. Sorry.
Proceed about your business. We'll have some audio about that later with Brian Burns talking about how they may approach that on the defensive front, getting after Drake May and some of the opportunities that may exist. But so we look at the Patriots' remaining games as we assess what they're going to do. At one point, we were getting cocky, I believe, and said 15-2. Mm-hmm. Now I think we're a little less certain that 15 wins is on the horizon. Now we're maybe down more like 13 wins. But the Patriots play Giants, Bills, at Ravens, at Jets, Dolphins. Best case scenario that's left on the table, Fitzy.
15-2.
You still think that they can run the table?
No, you said best case scenario, 15-2.
I said that to Dan Ball in the background. That was my three-point stance the other day. Like, best case scenario is Drake May is the best quarterback in football, and we go to the Super Bowl, and it's like, oh, yeah, that is how that worked out, and you could go to the Super Bowl. So, yes. Okay, so give me the most realistically best-case scenario.
The most realistic best-case scenario is you go 13-4. You go 14-3. You lose one game. You beat the Giants. You squeak by them on Monday night. They give you a game, throw a couple scares in you. You take your bye. You lose one between the Bills and the Ravens, preferably the Ravens. You lock up the East. Denver loses two. You get Will Campbell back for the playoffs. And, oh, he gets an extra week's rest because you got the bye.
Okay, so you bring up Denver. Let's look at Denver's schedule that remains. at the Commanders, at the Raiders, Packers, Jags, Chiefs, Chargers. Feels like there could be some...
Four playoff teams in a row right there.
L's on that schedule. Would it be stunning or surprising or shocking if the Broncos lost three in a row at some point over the final month and a half of the season?
Most definitely would not be. That's chalk lumber and playoffs right there.
Yeah, you could easily... I mean, I know they have a great...
You could lose two, Andy, and still make the one seed.
I could see them losing to the Packers, the Jags, the Chiefs, and the Chargers. That would not stun me. Now, obviously, the Jags are a... They might be a little fool's gold paper champion type team, but whatever. On any given Sunday, if they put it together.
Hey, can you do me and the audience the benefit of which of those games is home and which of those games is on the road?
So the Broncos are at the Commanders, then at the Raiders over the next 2 weeks. Then they're home the Packers and Jags. Then they go on the road at Kansas City, who might still be fighting for their playoff lives or certainly playoff positioning.
They're going to need that one, so I'm going to give that one to the chefs.
And then they finish up at home in Denver against the Chargers, another team that is certainly banged up but also certainly capable of putting it together on any given Sunday. So then let's look at the Colts' remaining games, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and see if they have a shocking three-game losing streak or multiple losses on the horizon. They host the Texans this week.
This just in, Texans are going to win that one.
Okay. They go to the Jaguars. Then they go to the Seahawks. Then they...
Golly, this is a schedule.
Then they host the 49ers. They host the Jaguars.
Uh-huh.
And they travel to the Texans. I don't think it's crazy to think that they could lose all their games remaining.
The Colts
may not win again.
I know it's not Tuesday, and Hot Take Tuesday makes a lot more sense. Maybe I'll just have to make it Wicked Take Wednesday. How about this? Texans are going to win the AFC South.
Yeah, it wouldn't stun me. You know, what you've seen from Daniel Jones under duress, under pressure, turning the ball over, and that, like, the pressure is going to mount. And then the other thing is, Fitzy, I don't want to call into question the man's makeup or whatever you want to call it, but I think as it...
Sounds like someone's getting a gut check here from Hart.
I just think if they lose to the Texans and people start talking about, oh my God, forget the number one seed, we may not win our division, the pressure is going to build on Daniel Jones. And then they're going to start talking about, wait a minute, did we trade two first round picks to now fall out of not only the number one seed, but out of the division title and who knows, fall out of the playoffs after trading two first round? Like, the pressure, the talk in Indy, I know it's not the biggest market, but the pressure is going to build on Daniel Jones to, like, hey, maybe step up and stop this losing streak.
We're at 9-3 right now?
Yes. And I don't know if he responds to that, if the pressure starts to build. And I don't know that you can count on Jonathan Taylor to be like, hey, don't worry, QB. I know RBs are undervalued these days, but just get on my back and I'll carry you to the promised land. Like, they are I love this phrase. Indianapolis Colts are a house of cards. Right now. Yeah. Absolutely. This could fall apart. They could be a puddle of goo in a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, the Texans showed you they can get it done with a little offense. They won three straight with a backup quarterback, for God's sakes. Their defense has been ferocious, and that's only going to get better as long as they stay healthy. Their passing attack is getting better, actually, because they're working in Noel, but especially second-round rookie Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State. He's looked really good recently.
Mr. Guaranteed Contract.
Yeah, hey, it was money well spent thus far. And if you get C.J. Stroud back at 75% of what he was or even better, maybe he's doing okay after getting dinged up and being in the protocol for a few weeks. Like, they might pick up ahead of steam. If the Colts, how about this? Pats and Bills, we both believe, are going to make it. Someone has to win the North. What if it's like two teams, like Broncos and Chiefs, and maybe even the Chargers? And so, therefore, you got the Jags, and then you've got the Colts, and you have the Texans in, like, a three-man over-the-top brawl for the one spot in the AFC. So, like, that scenario could very well play out. I think it would be awesome.
So we just put this into perspective. Could the Patriots have a three-game losing streak, as Tom Curran proposed yesterday? That wouldn't be shocking. Yeah, they could. If we're being honest, they could. If they have a hiccup against the Giants on Monday Night Football, then the Bills and Ravens are losable. So they could have a three-game losing streak. But the Broncos could have a four-game losing streak against the Packers, Jags, Chiefs, and Chargers. And the Colts could have a six-game losing streak.
A six-game losing streak.
Twice to the Texans, twice to the Jags, the Seahawks, and the Niners.
Jags are not an easy out on anyone's dance card.
I believe they're a seven-win football team that doesn't get the respect that a seven-win football team should. And the response from the text line, for me in particular, the 207 says, Hart, dipping into the eggnog 15 minutes into the show. Love it. I have not had any eggnog today or even yet this holiday season. That's our buddy Dan Ball back there, who's already tipped his coffee with some eggnog, he let me know in the pre-show discussion.
Yeah, that was a one and done, by the way. Not a huge fan of the combo. I thought it was going to be money, but it was not.
No, what you have to do is get like an eggnog-flavored coffee or an eggnog-flavored creamer specifically engineered to go in coffee. The nog actually heats up. And then you end up with, like, cooked nog and a hot coffee. It just doesn't work.
That's what I told Dan Ball.
Yep, that was the experience. So that was a one and done. I'll stick with the whiskey like Andy Hart taught me.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things. You're like, I like coffee and I like eggnog, so this should work. And it does not work. So I don't know if it's the science of Fitzy, the warmth, whatever it is. But sometimes you just, you know, live and learn and move on to the next thing. 617-779-7937. Is it crazy talk to think the Patriots could lose three in a row? They haven't lost two in a row all year. They are hosting.
They haven't lost since the Red Sox were still playing, damn it.
Oh, yeah. Remember when we had that debate about who was going to have more wins in October? That was not a great debate in hindsight. There was not a lot of credibility on one side of the ledger.
Well, I think we need. I have already said, podcast, broadcast, across the board, that I think the Pats are going to be in a dogfight on Monday night. How realistic do you think it is that the in order to lose three in a row, they have to lose Monday night? How realistic do you believe it is that they could lose Monday night?
The wise wisdom of Fitzy, to lose three in a row, you have to lose the first one, right? That's that works.
That's how you can't lose in a row unless you lose one.
Why they pay you the big bucks.
It's a Yogi Berra.
I think this could be a dogfight, yes. And I'm with Brian Hoyer. I talked about this with my boy Giardi the other day. I think the beginning of this game, the first half of the first quarter, somewhere in there, could be the key to this football game. The Giants, you look at it, they have been in so many games, and they find a way to kick away leads to lose, or half their talent gets hurt on offense. All their star, fun, young players are hurt, and yet they keep fighting. It's like they don't know how to give up. They don't want to give up, and that's great for them, but guess what? Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We're getting into December. At some point, they realize, well, yeah, this is really a lost season. They already canned our coach. They canned our defensive coordinator. Our guys are hurt. Yeah, we should.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably just pack it in. I'm going to start making business decisions. But if you give them reason to fight in this game, there's pride. All these players, I'm going to believe them. When all these players tell us Monday night is different because they know all their friends and college teammates.
The only game in town.
Right. So they're going to have some pride. And if the pride is the kind of pride that is fueled by Drake May having a 3-of-7 start with an interception, or the kind of pride that's fueled by the Patriots defense giving up a drive to Jackson Dart, who goes 10 plays right down the field.
With Tyrone Tracy this week playing the part of Chase Brown?
If that happens, they're going to be game. They're going to be frisky. Whatever word you want to use for it, they're going to be ready to upset you, especially in front of a crowd that could have some Giants fans, because we all know there's a lot of Giants fans in this area.
Oh, more than people have realized.
And so some of them will be at Gillette Stadium. And then the flip side of that is, I think you people, Fitzy, I think you people might be a little wavering in your confidence right now due to the injuries and this little bit of a dip in Drake May's play. He looks a little less perfect, a little less Superman-y, and you're banged up. I think you guys have shook confidence, Dan Ball.
Okay, 9 times out of 10, I don't make you do this, but define you people in this case, because if there's any Patriots fan that isn't worried about this rash of injuries, then I don't think you're watching the games closely.
The fan that is used to winning, was bred on winning, lived the winning, didn't really know how to deal with the losing, and now is back on the bandwagon, is back in the winning column with the team, but is like, is this real? Is this real life? Didn't really expect it, like none of us did. Like none of us expected this. I think there's a certain subset of the fan base that could watch Jackson Dart do something impressive, watch Drake May do something less than impressive, and be like, did we strike midnight? Is something going on here? Are we really going to lose to the Giants and my buddy down the street here at Gillette Stadium?
So my follow-up question, is that just being realistic, or are you saying those people are being overly pessimistic by feeling that way?
There's some realistic nature to it, but if you're the home team, it would be better for you if you had a loyal fan that's going to, you know, the Kansas City fan, these fans that are just going to scream no matter what. Now, they've had a lot of good things to scream about for decade plus now, but you could use one of those. What if it's quiet, Fitzy, at Gillette Stadium? What if there's like that weird, you know,
waiting for something else terrible to happen?
Yeah. No, not that they're booing. Not that they're jumping ship, but just like, hey guys, we'll cheer when you play like a 10-2 football team against a bad team.
Oh, they'll get behind their guy. They love Drake May so much. They'll now following that really, really, really rocky, stumbly, cruddy start to the season, they're in and behind that guy. In fact, as the self-anointed chairman of the board from the pushback department, I actually don't think that Pats fans are starting to waver in their confidence of the team, given that Milton Williams is out, and that's bad, and the left side of the line is banged up, and you're not going to see Jared Wilson or especially Will Campbell for probably most of, if not all of, December. I don't think they're concerned about that. They're looking at this game Monday night like they would as true Patriots fans of the past quarter century. Look, it's the Giants. We're 10-2. They're 2-10. We got Drake May. They got this.
That's the mentality you should have, unless they give you reason to not feel great about that mentality. 617-779-7937. Join the conversation about the Patriots. Is there a losing streak on the horizon? Could it be 3 games? What would that do to the season? And what would it do to your confidence if they lose on Monday Night Football at Gillette Stadium against the Giants and Jackson Dart? But coming up next, when we went off the air last night, I was listening to Christian Arcan, and they played Craig Breslow talking to the media about this Sonny Gray trade. And then I started to read some of the assessments of the Sonny Gray trade, the grades. And I like the Sonny Gray trade a little bit less today than I did yesterday. We need to talk about that next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.